理课堂听 class.com。
Government of heart, the strength of a civilized nation, depend on the natural authority of the family, the school, the church, and our great institutions. Who is to answer the child crying for help? Who is to protect the elderly couple?Who can win back the youngster hooked on drugs? Police? Social workers? The voluntary organizations? All must and do respond. But that's not enough. We are the neighbors of that child, of that elderly couple, of that youngster. Upholding the law can't be left to the police and the courts alone. We are all involved.Pass by on the other side. Come with us then towards the next decade. Let us together set our sights on a bit where 3 out of 4 families own their homes, where only shares is as common as having a car, where families have a degree of independence their forefathers could only dream about. A Britain where there's
The past 8 years, something has changed in Britain. That's the most important change for a generation. Quite simply, it is a change of the spirit. People all over Britain are finding a new confidence and a new pride. The Conservative government didn't create that spirit. It's the true spirit of the British people. What we did was to set it free. We were determined to give people back the incentive to work and the confidence to save. That's why we had to cut inflation.That's why we were determined to take power from the trade union bosses and give it back to union members. And that's why we abolished a whole mass of controls. And we stopped government trying to run businesses, which is something politicians have never been much good at. So we privatized them. The managers managed, the workers shared in the ownership, and the industries turned from losses into profits. As a result of all this, the living standards in this country are the highest they've ever been.Britain really is a great country again. And this prosperity is spreading steadily through the community. 30 years ago, only 30 people in 100 owned their own homes. Today, it's 65 in every 100. It's always been the dream and the ambition of the Conservative Party that what used to be the luxuries of the few should become the daily experience, indeed the necessities of the many. It's happening with homes. It's happening with shares.And it's happening with savings. And the result has been a greater prosperity.